The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus stood before the governor, Pontius Pilate, who questioned him. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you?" But he did not answer him one word, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now on the occasion of the feast, the governor was accustomed to release to the crowd one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had assembled, Pilate said to them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy they had handed him over. While he was still seated on the bench, his wife sent him a message, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man. I suffered much in a dream today because of him." The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas, but to destroy Jesus. The governor said to them in reply, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They answered, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." But he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" They only shouted the louder, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he was not succeeding at all, but that a riot was breaking out instead, he took water and washed his hands in the sight of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. Look to it yourselves." And the whole people said in reply, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but after he had Jesus scourged, he handed them over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus inside the praetorium and gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped off his clothes and threw a scarlet military cloak about him. Weaving a crown out of thorns, they placed it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat upon him and took the reed and kept striking him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him off to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a Cyrenian named Simon. This man they pressed into service to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink. After they had crucified him, they divided his garments by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And they placed over his head the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and the other on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of God, and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests and the scribes and elders mocked him and said, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. So he is king of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him." He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." The revolutionaries who were crucified with him also kept abusing him in the same way. From noon onward, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders who heard it said, "This one is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran to get a sponge and soaked it in wine and putting it on a reed, gave it to him to drink. But the rest said, "Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to save him." But Jesus cried out again in a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, rocks were split, tombs were opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming forth from their tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. The centurion and the men with him who were keeping watch over Jesus feared greatly when they saw the earthquake and all that was happening. And they said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. So now on Palm Sunday, as we celebrate today, is customary just to say a very short few words as a homily. And so I want you maybe to concentrate and picture in your mind Jesus coming into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday and seated on a donkey. And the donkey seems in the Gospel according to Matthew to take more or less center stage. Now, normally when somebody important arrives, we expect a big crowd. We expect not to come in on a donkey, but in on horseback or with a lot of trumpets going, or come in on a big car. And we're used to big things in this world. When a new president is inaugurated, it's a big celebration. And here, Jesus, God king of the world comes in seated on a donkey. How humbly. And that was Jesus, a totally different culture. There's a little story about that, actually, that the donkey on which Jesus was seated, later on Palm Sunday, he went home. And he told his mother, "Mom," he said, "I went into Jerusalem today, and crowds were waving at me and celebrating and bowing before me and cheering me." He said, "I never realized I was so important." And his mother said to him, "You were only important, son, because of the person who was seated upon you." But the donkey didn't believe her. So he went back again a few days later, and nobody took any notice of him. And at this time, Jesus was carrying his cross to the hill of Golgotha, and the soldiers slapped the donkey and drove him out of the town. And he came home very humbled. And he said again to his mother, "Mom, today I went in and nobody took any notice of me." And she said to him, "Now, son, you know you're a jackass." And it's good. It's good for us to know sometimes that we too can be a jackass. And it's good to be humiliated. And that's what Palm Sunday is all about. And Jesus teaches us how to be humble. Nobody would take any notice of somebody coming into a village or a town on a donkey, just a little person. But what was Jesus saying? The little people count. And who are we? Most of us are little people. And why do we stress and put so much importance on doing things in a big way, having the best of everything, living in the biggest home, having the biggest car? That's not important. There's such a vital lesson in the gospel today. Please listen to it. And another interesting phrase that came up in the gospel today is the fact that in the letter to the Philippians, we hear Paul saying, "Jesus is Lord." Now, in the days of Jesus, and after the time of Jesus, and the followers of Jesus who are following Jesus, to say Jesus is Lord was putting your life on the line, so to speak. Because at that time, Caesar was Lord. And so people would shout out, "Caesar is Lord." But these people who are true followers of Christians said, "Jesus is Lord." That took courage. Do we today have the courage to let people know our faith and our belief in Jesus? And today, more than ever, as we go through this coronavirus, how powerful it is to say to ourselves and to others, "Jesus is Lord. It all will be well, and all manner of things will be well." And if ever there was a time to believe that, not just in the head, but in the heart, it is now to be able to say, "I know we'll get through this, all will be well, because Jesus is Lord." Amen. Now, I hope you all at home look at our parish web. Take notice of the various things going on this week. We'll try and do all the Holy Week ceremonies online. It's all on the web, the times and everything else. And try and participate in that and really make it in your life also a Holy Week, and walk with Jesus.